live in Lansing every afternoon with Cheryl Fritz. This is Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Real happy to have with me in the studio now Doug Carr, who is CEO of the Greater Lansing Home Building and Remodeler, Home Builders and Remodelers Association. Good evening, Doug. How are you?
Hi, Cheryl. Good to see you again.
Very good to see you. It's such a great show, and it's coming up this weekend. I'm so thrilled you were able to come in to talk to me about it. For folks who haven't been, what can they expect when they go?
Well, really, it's a great opportunity for people that are thinking of either building new or remodeling. We're going to have everybody there, from the builders to the remodelers. If they're thinking about replacing windows or doors or siding, we're even going to have some financing people there, cabinet folks. So really, anybody that's thinking about doing some remodeling or even landscaping, it's a good opportunity to meet directly with the folks that do the job professionally so that you can talk with them about what's required for your project.
And that's one of the things I've been involved with this show in the past, and that's one of the things that always struck me. It's not just somebody who's handing out material there. You're talking with the builders, the installers, the folks who are actually doing this work. So I can't think of a better venue to actually get real information that you need at this point.
That's right. You know, we're one of the few shows that's sponsored by an association. In other words, we are a trade association made up of builders and remodelers and suppliers to the home building market. So really, everyone that you see there at the show are professionals in their area of expertise and are ready to meet with folks and help them spec that project out.
Well, and we'll get back to a few aspects of the show in just a minute because it's such a huge show and it's so good. But we had a few minutes to talk when you came into the studio. Things are looking better in mid-Michigan, aren't they, in terms of home building and things just moving in the right direction again?
They really are, and we're encouraged by that. Just in the last, I would say, the last 4, 5, 6 months, we began to see the average selling price of homes start to sneak up, which means that the inventory is working its way down. That's a good thing. We're starting to hear from some of our builders and remodelers that the interest level is rising out amongst the community. People are interested in doing things right now. The other positive indicator is that we're seeing that the unemployment rate here in the local mid-Michigan area is lower than it is throughout the rest of the state. And in fact, it's really better than what we're seeing nationally. So by my estimation, I mean from my little vantage point here in mid-Michigan, I see things improving in the mid-Michigan area at a greater rate than not only the rest of the state, but we're recovering a little bit faster than the rest of the country as well.
And it's such a good economic indicator when you start seeing some of these things happening.
Yes, it's very positive. Now, albeit, yes, the industry is a little bit smaller than what it used to be, and we don't have as many builders and remodelers around, and there are fewer customers to go around. But it is positive to see that I think, in fact, we have bottomed out and we're going back up. You know, we're on an upward climb, albeit it's a slow climb. But it's in a positive direction, so that's what I'm positive about.
And that's the good news. And I guess the way my mind works, I kind of think that the folks who have survived, the folks in the building and remodeling industry who have survived the economy that Michigan has gone through, they're the ones who are doing it right, and they're streamlining, and they did what they needed to do to get through the tough times and are putting out a great product.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And, you know, one of the concerns that we have now is, you know, if things do begin to recover to some extent or at a greater pace, there may not be enough suppliers and builders and remodelers and everybody actually to go around to do all the work. And so there may actually be a shortage, believe it or not.
So this weekend is a good time to go lock it in with that builder or remodeler at
yes,
the show.
It is.
Go down and take a look. Now, the show is at the Lansing Center, February 25th through the 27th. A big emphasis on education is always at the show, even more so this year, it looks like.
Yes, we've been trying to ramp that up in the last 2 to 3 years, Cheryl. And the reason is that we've done surveys of the folks coming through the show, and what we found is that there's a high level of interest from do-it-yourselfers. So even though we have all the professionals there, one of the things that we encourage the exhibitors to do, and then we also do through these educational sessions, is to provide the how to do it information for that segment of the people that are coming through. So it is a good opportunity to learn.
Absolutely. And I'm just glancing at some of the information here. How to keep your home cozy and warm, kids building workshop, home energy upgrades. That's huge right now as well.
Yes. The last few years, green remodeling and green building has become quite popular, as you know. I mean, we see it everywhere. It's almost become sort of a marketing thing for a lot of companies. But as Thomas Friedman said in his book, The World is Flat, you know, it's good for America to get into that vein. It's good for, you know, Main Street America to move in the direction, because it shows the rest of the world that we're serious about saving energy and not just using energy. So the green is good for everybody. The home building and remodeling industry has moved in that direction as well. And so that's part of our education sessions that we're putting on, and we try to educate folks as they come through the show on those topics too.
Well, I'm seeing a lot of, I may just live there this weekend, buying, building, or selling your home in an ever-changing market. That's huge for a lot of folks also. Mm-hmm. Folks need to know that this show has been around for a very long time.
Yeah, I've kind of lost track, but I believe we're over 50 years now. 52,
you, of course, didn't attend all of them because you're not that old.
No, ma'am. I've been with the association about 8 or 9 years now, but it is a very successful show in the area. And I do want to emphasize that it is sponsored by our association, which is the best builders and remodelers and suppliers in the area.
And just a little bit of business while we're here. It's also being partnered with the golf show, so you can get one ticket and visit both. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's kind of exciting. We partnered with the golf show last year, and we worked out a deal with them whereby an attendee to either our show or their show can buy a combo ticket and save a few dollars and attend both shows. And then we literally open up the wall in between the two shows so that they can simply pass back and forth.
How has the association changed? We have maybe a couple of minutes left. How has it changed in the 8 years you've been there?
Well, you know, the biggest impact on it has been obviously the economy in the last several years. I would say we are smaller today than we were 8 years ago. That's kind of an easy one. But, you know, at the same time as we become smaller, like you pointed out earlier, the folks that are remaining there with the association are the best of the best. And that's not to say that the folks that we lost weren't, you know, as good, but I mean, what tends to happen over time as the economy impacts you is that folks have to figure out what they're going to do. So a lot of home builders have gotten into remodeling, or they've left the state altogether, or they've gone out of business. It's been a big impact on the association. So I would say smaller is probably the most operative word.
Okay. And that's not a bad thing. That's not a bad thing in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, I like to say that as the industry has gotten smaller, our association has had to get smaller too, you know, to accommodate the industry.
Very good. When we come back, I'll reiterate the hours and location of the show, the Home Building and Remodeling Show this weekend at the Lansing Center. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.